Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we
mailbag
where we read your emails and play your voicemails and read your reviews. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
And I, producer Maria.
Let's see if we have any reviews. I don't know.
We certainly do.
Ooh, cool. Do you want to start while I try to? Every time I'm like, how do I find them on my phone? And I end up playing an episode and just like fucking up.
This is from Witchy Banshee. I love this podcast. It is funny and feels like a conversation you would have with your friends. They make me laugh and I love all the rabbit holes they go down. Thank you. This
Keep
is
going.
From Nat Nelson. Such a fun and spooky podcast, my favorite kind. These ladies don't take themselves too seriously, and they have excellent chemistry together. The show cheers me up when I'm having a gloomy day.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, here's one. 5 stars. Wild. Y'all are tripping in the best way. Been working my way through for a bit and still got a minute to go, but damn. Love the controversial tones and the on-the-fly discoveries. Legit could be friends with y'all if there weren't, coast-to-coast divide. Anyway, keep on creeping. No feet pics. Puck wudgies, man. Y'all think y'all hearing puck wudgies? Just don't challenge them.
Okay.
That's a great review. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've got one from Ireland. Did you guys know?
Ooh.
Oh, I have to finish eating my cannoli.
Yum.
Wow. Cliche.
Yeah.
Great podcast. This is from AZZ03. Great podcast. 5 stars. I've only recently discovered this podcast and I'm absolutely hooked. 3 episodes in. The girls are great and go deep into mysteries while keeping in funny and light. Great job from Smiley Face.
Nice.
This is from It's Melts Mary Lee. I've been a lurking listener for over a year. Love this podcast so much. Allie, Melissa, and Marie are hilarious, and I look forward to every episode.
You've also got 2 from Canada. 5 stars is from I Sew, Therefore I Am. Because you asked so nicely, just give it a listen. You'll love it. And then you've got another one from Mecolagram, 5 stars. This is one of my go-to podcasts. I'm so happy to have found it. Thanks for keeping me entertained and engaged since I started listening in May 2021. I have listened to all older episodes and am almost caught up. Great content. It's like having peers who actually have similar interests in popular culture, supernatural, and the occult.
Oh, good review.
Love that.
All right, is it time for these spooky voicemails?
Girl, it's time.
Okay, numero uno.
Yeah, good night. This is a message for
BB McDre.
My three favorite bimbo. What a dude. It's your boy, BB McDre, calling from Perth, Australia. I feel like a serial caller, and I don't really like it, actually. But I just heard a story just out of work drinks. And the optometrist that I work with, well, we're all sharing, well, I wasn't, because I'm not going to fucking share my sleep stories with people, I don't know, but everyone else was sharing sleep stories with, you know, people that I work with. Anyway, so the optom, she has twin brothers who are younger.
Nope.
Identical twins, so like already. But she said they used to wake up in the middle of the night with like night terrors, but one would wake up and be like running around screaming, eyes open, like eyes darting back and forth, completely asleep. But as soon as one would do it, like a minute or two later, the other one would get up and follow suit. Then they'd both be running around.
No.
With night terrors, asleep, screaming.
But that's
fucking crazy. But like, twins doing this is so scary. And the fact that one would get up and then the other one would follow.
No.
Was so no. And, you know, she was saying, though, that her mum was like, oh, you can't wake them up when they're sleeping. You know, you can't wake people up when they're sleeping.
Which is like, straight up The Shining. Like, that's really so scary.
Like, if some homeboy's running around my house screaming, I'm waking that boy up.
Yeah.
I'm going back to bed. Like, I am waking up for 20 minutes while he's screaming around the house.
Anyway, can't wake him up. Can't wake him up. Let him scream.
Just seems like an inconsequential message now that I'm saying it. I've had a few drinks, apologies. Don't drink and drive, kids. I am the passenger. Love you, ladies. Shout out to the Discord once again. Big up to Champ. Yo, I heard you rang in this week. Looking forward to hearing it. Love you all.
Wow.
That's insane. That would be, imagine being a parent, like a new parent, or like a parent who was like, I'm not sure if I want kids, but I'll do it. And then you just have twins who wake up and scream and run through your house through the night.
That's terrifying.
Oh my God.
Okay, next.
Punk up, yes, for the web crawlers. Sorry, ladies, I forgot something. La 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 la.
There it is.
There it is.
Thank you.
There it is.
Message. Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is the original caller of the hot dog situation.
Okay.
I'm calling in response to the other lady's hot dog antics. I'm not going to go to the grocery store because I'm not going to do that. But I will say that Ballpark, I think Ballpark is like the one brand that they actually make 8 per pack, I think. But, like, there's definitely everyone else still makes 10 for sure. So I don't think that that crazy. Sorry, I'm driving, so I'm kind of distracted. But I don't think I'm crazy. But Ballpark knows what they're doing. Yeah, that's all I really have to say. Having a weird day. But hope you guys have a good one.
The only way we're getting to the bottom of this is if one of our listeners, you guys go to the grocery store, can someone just take some pictures of some hot dogs and some hot dog buns? Let's get to the bottom of who's selling 8, who's selling 10.
Every time I go to the grocery store, I forget. I'm like, fuck, I should. I never remember.
Allie, we just had a hot dog caller.
Oh, fuck. I got up for a second because, long story short, I made bulletproof coffee this morning, you know, like that you put like a little bit of like ghee or like MCT oil in. But then I was like, oh, I don't want hot coffee. I actually want it cold. So then I just dumped it over ice. But then I didn't think about how it would all coagulate. So then I was drinking an iced coffee that just had chunks of butter in it. And so I just had to go to the kitchen and spoon out the chunks of butter.
Ew. Oh, TMI.
No. Allie Butter Junk Siegel.
I've never heard a story about coffee where I had to hear the word dumps, chunks,
chunks.
But we can't get to the bottom of if there's 8 hot dogs or 10 hot dogs in a pack. We need listeners to go out and get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, go out into the world, please. We need to know.
Be safe, wear those masks, and let's get those hot dogs. Let's get those hot dog pics.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, send us your hot dog pics.
Hello. This here message is for the web crawlers.
Hey, Jeff.
I've been, like I said in previous, this, I don't know how far you are behind, so I'm going to tell you this is September of 2021. Okay. Is when I'm leaving. This is Jeff. Is when I'm leaving this here voicemail. I just want to leave this here for Maria real quick. Ooh, and I got to tell you, girl, I've been listening the whole time.
Okay.
And I've been away working. And I got to tell you, you are like a little snarky sniper. You have been cracking me up, girl. You just sit there up in your tower there, and you just wait. You just wait, and wait, right. Wait, and wait. And as soon as Allie girl or Melissa messes up, boy, you're right there. You're right Ready. There with the That's wisecracks. Right. And you have me laughing out loud. I was literally LOLing.
Oh, that's right. Nice.
All right. Y'all just made me laugh when I was at the grocery store. People just staring at me there. All right, then. Hi, Allie. How are you?
Hi, Jeb. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm well rested right now. I'm having a good night's sleep. Full pep and energy. All right, then. Hope y'all doing well.
That's nice.
That's very nice.
It's true. It's true.
I am. I'm waiting. I'm like a little snake. I kind of wait. And then as soon as I see one of you crack, I go in for the kill.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
You love to kick a horse when it's down.
Yes, knowing you're just looming over us, just waiting.
Okay. This message is for web crawlers. This is Amber Leah from Oregon again. I don't know why, but like when the phone is ringing before the answering machine picks up, like I always like, I don't know, it freaks me out. Like I feel like someone's gonna like pick up and be like, "Hello," because I'm sitting there rehearsing what I'm gonna say in my head. Anyway, so I just listened to the Chowchilla, I think it's called, the bus kidnapping. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to call in and let you guys know about my traumatizing bus story. This one happened when I was about 15, maybe 16. I didn't ride the bus all that often. That day I was feeling particularly lazy. So I decided to ride the bus home instead of walking. And it turned out, as we started going, the bus driver was kind of weaving, like, all over the road. I grew up in an area where there's a lot of, like, windy roads and back roads, like, the houses are spread pretty far apart. But anyway, like, a couple of the kids started, like, whispering, like, is she drunk? Is she high? Like, is she, you know, is she okay? And she was, like, snapping, like, because one of the kids, like, toward the front mentioned something like, hey, you're weaving. And she was, like, snapping at us, like, shut up, you know, like, you guys have no idea what you're talking about. You're just bratty kids, you know.
Oh, no.
So she pulled over at a stop, and one of the kids, like, said, hey, you know, we think something's wrong with the bus driver, because there was a parent there to pick up their kid. And before the parent could even say anything, like, she slammed the door and, like, sped off. She almost, like, you know, had a head-on collision with another car. So, like, at that point, like, all of us, like, there was kids crying. Like, some of us were, like, trying to, like, talk to her, like, calmly, like, you know, hey, just pull over. Like, this is ridiculous. You know, like, we were just, you know, let us get you some help. And then there was kids, like, screaming at her. So, like, it was pure chaos,
God.
And then she pulls over at another stop, and at that point, like, that parent before had called, you know, a cop. So, as she was pulled over, like, a police officer, like, pulled up behind us, and, of course, like, you know, did a whole breathalyzer. It was a whole thing. Like, our parents had to come get us from the, you know, like, from the cop pulling us over. And it was crazy. So, yeah, it turned out that, like, her and her husband had a big fight, and she decided to get drunk and go drive a bus full of kids, which is the worst decision to make. So, yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Love
That's
the
like
show.
The worst
love
decision.
You guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
I am so glad no one got hurt. Like, what a disaster that would have been. Jesus Christ. I hope she lost her license forever.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I would hope.
Yeah.
No, well, she's just
not if she's a Murdoch.
Yeah. Is she related to the Murdoch?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been my nightmare.
That's horrifying.
Jesus Christ. Okay, next message.
Hi, web crawlers. This is Marcos. I just wanted to call in really quick and ask if you guys had a full artwork of the cover photo for the podcast, because I think the art is really cool, and I actually have been wanting a new tattoo for a while, and I think it'd be perfect. Yeah, if you could, like, post it, or if you would want to DM it to me, I'd like to know who the artist is. That'd be super cool. Thanks.
Wow, we do sell stickers of the artwork.
We can post it. Yeah, we'll just post it on our Instagram. I would die. If someone got a web crawler's tattoo, I would fucking die.
My God. Yeah, the artist is, it's someone through Acast who did it. I'll tag the person. I follow them on Instagram.
We'll post it today. I would, please, if you get that tattoo or if anyone gets that tattoo, please show it to us. Like,
imagine if they just didn't. They just didn't show it to us.
Carrying it around.
I have a tattoo of you. I'm not showing you. It is really cool artwork.
It is amazing artwork. It is really, really cool.
That would be
that's awesome.
Amazing.
Hey, this message is for web crawlers. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I've never called before, so I'm super nervous, but you guys are awesome. I just listened to your near-death experience episode, and I'm really far behind, but I'm trying to catch up. I'm trying. But I think you guys would like the OA, if you haven't already seen that.
Oh, yes.
About near-death experiences. And I had a story I was going to tell you guys that's really scary. It happened to me a long time ago, so I'm so nervous. I'm so sorry. But I was in the woods with a few friends a long time ago.
That's a good start.
Our group ended up getting split up.
Nope.
And so, this is where I lived in Maine, by the way. Northern Maine, scary stuff happens there, I guess. I don't know. So we were in the woods. Our group got split up, and I was with my best friend's older brother. And all of a sudden, we just hear this crazy ass banjo music started playing, and I was like, I've seen too many fucking horror movies. I am not doing this shit. This bitch decides to fucking run away and leave me, and I was like, excuse me, this is not what you do. Like, come the fuck back here. And then we started seeing like animal bones that were like literally like clean animal bones.
No.
So I was like, no, I'm getting out of here. And I ended up fucking running the other way, meeting up with a group of friends, and they somehow found her older brother before me. And so, don't know where the banjo music came from, because we were literally in the middle of nowhere, in the fucking woods, and I never went back there again. But, thanks, you guys are awesome. Sorry for being so nervous, but, keep doing what you do. Okay, bye.
Oh no, that's spooky as hell.
That is so scary. A phantom banjo, there's nothing scarier.
that's banjo music from the grave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Carrie from Texas calling. This might be a little premature, but I know you guys are backlogged on voicemails. So I'm hoping that if I call today, which is September 9th, then you'll get to my voicemail once we get to October.
Correct.
Yeah, I wanted to call and tell you all about something fun and Halloween-y.
Ooh.
So I grew up and went to college in New Orleans, and around Halloween, there's this house in the uptown area that would decorate their front lawn with these really funny skeletons. So they would dress up the skeletons, and they're usually dressed as like movie or TV characters or something pop culture related. Like one year they did Game of Bones. And that was kind of during the height of, like, the Game of Thrones era.
That's funny.
And also usually do some that are, like, topical or some sort of pun on current events. It's a super fun Halloween tradition. usually you'd be able to go to the house and kind of walk around their fence to go look at the skeletons. However, last year they had to cancel it because of the pandemic.
Oh.
But if you Google Skeleton House New Orleans, you'll be able to see some pictures of it. It's super fun, and I thought it would be something you all would enjoy to see and the listeners would enjoy as well. Thanks for taking my call. Bye.
Skeleton House.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Oh, this is fun. This is so much fun. Game of Bones. Winter is coming. I am Luke Skullwalker. May the corpse be with you.
Oh, boy.
Marrow Lynn Rowe.
Oh. Scary Connick Jr.
That's funny.
That's fun. Gone with the Skin.
Scary Underwood. Bony Rate. Bone Jovi. Oh,
that's
my God.
I want a Bone Jovi t-shirt. That's fun. Oh, wow. Well, the Rolling Bones. Bono. Well, it should have been Bono. It should have been B-O-N-E-O.
Yeah, what'd they do?
They just did B-O-N-O. Yeah, and that's fine. They've done everything else has been great. So I'm just saying, like, that's just...
Slight note.
And it's constructive. It's nothing, again, it's just constructive.
Now that's fun.
I like Scary Underwood because they put this big wig on her and this beautiful evening gown.
Like lipstick.
And she's smiling.
I know.
Lazy Bones. It's just a skeleton laying down wearing sunglasses.
That's me.
Okay. Next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Barry from Wisconsin. I'm calling in. I have a really extreme synchronicity that happened to me recently that I wanted to share with you all. I notice a lot of synchronicities very often, and a lot of times I just brush them off because I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever, the world ended in Y2K, we're living in a simulation. I get it.
Whatever, I get it. But this one in particular
really sort of, like, sent some chills up my spine. So I was leaving work the other week, and I just happened to, I got in my car, and I happened to look up and see the, you know, due for service, those little oil change stickers that they put on the top left of your windshield.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I looked up and I was like, oh, well, I should see, you know, when I'm due for an oil change. And I look up at the sticker and it says next service for mileage 129,884. So 129,884 miles.
Oh no.
I click over to look at my odometer.
Oh,
no. The odometer says 129,884.
No. Oh my God.
I could have driven 1 mile less, 1 mile more.
That's insane.
I just happened to look at that sticker and then look at my odometer and they matched.
That's crazy.
I have not gotten an oil change since then. I have driven for, I believe, probably close to 2,000 or so more miles. But, you know, with the oil change things, they try to get you to come back early to get your money. Really, you can, listen, you can drive 8,000 miles on an oil. Okay, you don't need to come back every 3,000 miles, we're going to tell you. But it was crazy that I got my oil changed sometime several months ago. Look up at the sticker one day, happen chance, check out the odometer, and those numbers matched. That's the only synchronicity that I've experienced in a long time that really was like, wow, the chances of that syncing up are just, I can't even fathom. I hope you get a little bit of a kick out of that. I know, again, the synchronicities, they're all around us. World ended, Y2K, we're living in a simulation. We all know it. Mayan calendar, they got it right. Anyway.
You know, you get it. We're living in a simulation.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy.
Really, I had a really weird one the other day. I was sitting in bed, and I was just thinking to myself, God, remember when Ashley Simpson was on SNL and she had that lip-syncing?
Yes.
I was just, in my head, Craig comes into the room. He starts singing a Milli Vanilli song, and he goes, you know about Milli Vanilli, right? And I went, yeah, I've heard of him. And he went, well, you know what happened to him, right? And I said, no, what? And he said, there was that whole lip-syncing thing. Where neither of them were, where their track got all messed up. Right. I'm talking within 5 seconds of me thinking of Ashley Simpson. He comes in and talks about another lip syncing thing that, like, it was like, wait, what? Like,
that is so crazy.
That's weird, insane. You guys. It's weird.
It is. It's weird. It is.
That's so strange.
Pieces of me.
I love that Ashley Simpson.
She was so, she honestly, yeah, it was so good.
Yeah.
It was good.
You make me wanna la la in the kitchen on the floor. That was such a good album. I listened to it all the time.
Yeah.
I saw her. I ran into her in a bathroom at a bar in like 2008.
Wow. And
she's very nice. I was like, oh, hello. She's like, hello. And then walked out. That's my
fantastic story.
She was great. I really enjoyed her.
Great. Nice. Nice lady.
Hi, this message is for web crawlers. This is Molly from Portland. I called a few weeks ago. I'm calling because, a couple reasons. One, so I have a package of hot dogs at home right now.
Uh-oh.
That has
five hot dogs in it.
Five?
So I don't know what you're going to do about that.
I don't know either.
Yeah. So it's kind of blowing my mind at the moment.
Five?
Synchronicities. So my number is 717. My birthday happens to be July 17th. And 717 comes up for me like multiple times a day. And it's the only number. And I mean, obviously, like, I'm sure that there's something to the fact that it is my birthday and I probably notice it a lot. So, you know, shut up people who are doubting me, but like really it comes up a lot.
I believe you.
And like all the time. And it's the only number I notice. But anyway, the other thing, school buses. So I was listening to the Chowchilla school bus kidnapping. And my school bus traumatic experience was I used to play the saxophone.
Ooh,
and when I was in, like, nice. I want to say 5th grade or 6th grade, there was this kid, Mark, for listening. Fuck you, asshole. But, so he was this kid, and he was kind of a bully. And he was sitting in the seat in front of me. I knew he was up to no good. This guy was a total asshole. And he was like, hey, you look really nice today. And da-da-da-da-da. And one of his stupid fucking friends was... So my saxophone was on the floor and my feet were like kind of on my saxophone and under the school bus seat. And we were almost to my stop. And one of his stupid friends was under the seat tying my shoelaces together.
No.
And luckily I had these cheap, they used to call them desert boots. They're like leather boots. Anyway, the shoelaces were these like cheap, crappy, like fake leather laces. Anyway, luckily for me, I was able to just like kind of rip them apart when I realized my shoelaces were tied together. And when I got to my stop, I was like, oh my God, my shoelaces are tied together. And I just ripped my shoes apart and was able to get off the bus. But anyway, that guy sucked and it was awful. And I was super sensitive and was very sad and felt very attacked and hated the bus after that. The bus sucks anyway. But anyway, hug. I love you guys. And, bye.
That's mean.
That is mean. And that's like, so cartoon mean. Like, who's like,
yeah.
I would have been like, what are you doing? Together? Why are you tying shoelaces together?
Yeah, that's like TV show mean. That's so that's weird.
Like putting banana peels on the ground. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, next message.
Hello, web crawlers. This is Deirdre, and I was just on the live seance, which was amazing. Ooh. It was nice to see everybody's faces. I just wanted to clarify my comments because it seemed a little random. But when John Penny, he was saying, I think he said like doctor and package or delivery and hidden and American. And literally at that moment, we have a crazy hidden driveway and I was expecting a package from a company called The Good American. And I was really trying to channel my dear departed, family member and he used to call me Dr. D and I'm in school to be a doctor. So, yeah, that was pretty, it was just wild because it was like happening right as he was saying those words.
So weird.
And the other thing, his name was Ken, by the way. And he passed away suddenly. I mean, really suddenly. He wasn't feeling good. And an hour later, he was gone. He used to say, if we ever get separated, orange is our code word to get back to each other. So I also remember you all were seeing the color orange when John Tenney was doing the warm-up.
Anyway,
I just wanted to kind of clarify that and let you know that I really love you all. And la, la, la.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy. Okay, next message.
Hey, this message is for web crawlers. This is Molly from Portland. I called earlier today, but I just remembered that I think you guys were talking about topiramate that makes stuff taste flat, like carbonated beverages flat. Agreed. I'm pretty sure that that was you guys that was talking about that, and that I wasn't, I'm not going crazy, but
yes,
I concur. And I was kind of thinking that I was just going crazy about that, and no, it actually is a thing. So, yeah, anyway, thanks, bye. Honk, honk.
What were we saying makes carbonated beverages?
The medication Topamax that I'm on for seizures and a few other people are on it for like other different things. And it makes you can't taste like carbonation.
Oh, that's crazy.
Or it's a possible, it's a possible side
right.
effect.
Where does it go? Where does the carbonation go?
We'll never know.
We'll never. There's no way to tell.
There's no way
there's
to tell.
No way to tell.
Hi, guys. My name is Demi. This message is for the web crawlers.
Is this Demi Lovato?
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I'm really nervous about this voicemail. I've been practicing it in my head, but then that also makes me more anxious, so I just figured I would finally call and just word vomit and see how that works out. So I'm listening to the latest voicemail, like, caller episode, and I just had to call because first, I've been wondering what's been going on with Jeff. I haven't heard from him, and I missed him, and maybe I had some crazy dream where I thought that, like, something happened to him, or, like, I don't know. I was really worried about him, so I'm glad that he's okay. I'm glad that he gave you guys a call again, because I missed him. Then the second thing, the biggest reason that I called is actually because Allie was just talking about Neopets, and I think you guys should do an episode on Neopets, because, like, that was my jam. That was my shit. Oh, I was on Neopets since I was, like, 7. I remember to get on, like, the chat boards, you had to be, like, 13, I think. And I remember I gave it to my dad to sign, like, because there was, like, a consent form if you were underage or whatever. And I remember that was, like, the most, like, I didn't tell him what it was for, and he signed it, and I don't think he even realized what I was doing or whatever, but it was, like, a community. Like, I have, it sounds so stupid, but I have, like, a lot of my formative, like, memories and, like, early childhood memories I spent on Neopets for hours on end doing, like, guilds and, like, trying to get my pet to look really cute and trying to get paintbrushes and shopping and... Anyways, I'm just curious because I know that in the last little bit they just went out of, like, business or, like, their website closed or whatever. No. I know they got bought out by Nick, but I wanted to know more about, like, what happened. Like, where did it start going wrong? Was it just, like, a generational thing where, like, it just happened to be the right place at the right time? Yeah, so if you guys want to talk about it, that'd be really cool. So, all right. Love you guys. Bye.
I never did Neopets.
Oh, I did Neopets. I did Neopets, but this looks like so different now than, I mean, obviously, like, computer graphics has changed, but mine was so simplistic. I remember when I was doing it. I wish.
How old were you when you were doing it?
I think I was in, like, elementary school. Original Neopets.
Well, this popinsider.com says Neopets is moving past Y2K with the comeback of the century.
So
I don't know what's going on with Neopets, but
something is
something.
This is like what they look like in the beginning, and it was like these little things, and they like had like a community, and like
1999 is when it started.
I did Nanopets and like Tamagotchis, but I didn't do anything where it was like this seems like really. Yeah,
this was
like,
online. Yeah, this was online.
I was offline with my electronic pet.
That was on Napster in 1999.
Yeah, you were raving.
I was at a I was 15. Oh yeah,
this looks fun. So you would what like pick a? You'd get assigned a pet, or would you get to pick your pet?
No, you get to pick your pet. I can't really remember. But you create your own world, I think, and then you go to the different shops in the world and the community, and then there's other Neopets in the same world, and you can talk to them and make friends with them and chat with them, and there's games, and you earn money at the games, and then you can buy things with your money. I can't fully remember, but
fun.
Yeah, it was fun. 50 million virtual pet owners.
Oh my God.
In its infancy, I'm looking at original Neopets.
You were one of those. How does that feel?
I was. Incredible, to be honest. It feels, oh my God. And I forgot they also had a stock market called the NeoDAC Index. So you could buy and trade stocks. It was basically for kids to pretend that they're part of the world.
Wow.
It was so fun. Yeah, we should do a Neopet.
It seems like something that would be big now, which is maybe why it's.
We should do a episode on this. This is a good idea.
Yeah, what happened to Neopets?
Wow, I want a Neopets t-shirt. Let's look on eBay. Wow. Very rare Neopets t-shirt.
Ooh, rare.
Yeah.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Alexa. I'm giving y'all a call because I happen to be re-listening to the Paul F. Tompkins Urban Legend episode. And I was driving down like a pretty empty, like small road.
Uh-oh.
I feel like it's a highway, but I don't really understand
what highways are. It was like big. It was small. Nothing was on the sides of it, but it was like four. Anyways, it doesn't matter. It was a dark road at night, and I was driving down it, and I started this episode, right? And then, of course, I'm the only car on the road, and another car comes up behind me, and what do they start doing? They start flashing their headlights at me.
Oh, no.
And they do it a few times, and I'm like, oh, that's really weird. But then I get to the part in the episode where y'all talk about the urban legend about the flashing headlights. And it was very creepy.
Oh my God.
Where it's like, it's the flashing headlights means a gang member is going to kill you, or they're flashing their headlights every time someone pops up in your backseat. Yeah. But luckily, my backseat is filled with a ton of crap in my car. So no one could fit back there.
Food.
I thought that was funny. And then I also wanted to tell y'all about like a local urban legend here in Round Rock, Texas, which is, the Hairy Man. He's like this 1800s baby that fell off the wagon he was on.
What?
His parents were traveling in, and then he was raised in the forest by like animals or like forest people, and then he got run over, and now he's a ghost that like jumps on people's cars from the trees. So I thought that was an interesting local urban legend. And not to put out a call to action on your show, but if anyone else has like local urban legends, I think
yeah.
would be really fun to hear about. Okay, love y'all. Bye. Stay hairy.
Stay hairy. The hairy man.
God, that poor kid did not have a good life.
No. Jumping on cars, that's so visceral. Like, as soon as she said that, I like jumped. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people calling in with your local urban legends would be great.
Yeah.
Would be great. What
I would love that.
What do you guys, what are your hometowns? What are the mysteries?
Wow, they have a festival, a Hairy Man festival.
Uh-oh.
Now, is that Bigfoot? Or no, I guess it would just be a hairy man.
This is just
well,
a
he's
hairy...
a baby, isn't he?
No, a baby fell off. I was picturing a hairy man raised. Like the size of a baby.
Okay, I was picturing a baby jumping on cars.
I was picturing a hairy baby.
That's what I thought. But I think she meant as a baby, it fell off. I was picturing a hairy baby man.
Oh my God. That's what was scariest to me was that it was this hairy baby just being flung onto your car.
A hairy baby. Ew.
Okay.
Next message.
Hi, web crawlers. This is Alexa again. I'm calling back because I forgot to mention the most important part about the Hairy Man legend, which is that there's now a Hairy Man festival every October. And it's like your typical festival. But the main event is the Hairy Man contest, where a bunch of very hairy men line up and take off their shirts, and the crowd votes for who is the hairiest.
Wow.
So I had to include that detail because I do not know what's scarier, the thought of a ghost jumping on top of your car or a line of hairy men. So yeah, I just wanted to include that since it really adds some depth to the urban legend.
Yes, it does.
Okay, that's it. La la la.
Ooh. Wow, a hairy man contest. That is frightening.
That's crazy.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Annie, and I'm calling because we need to put this to rest.
Hot dogs.
My husband recently made me watch all three of the Austin Powers movies, and I can guarantee that the quote, the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable, whatever, is in Austin Powers, the first movie. It is
what?
In there. My guess is it's a like quote might or a joke Mike Myers puts in multiple things.
Thank you.
And you're both right. But it was definitely in that movie.
Thank you.
I don't recommend watching all three of those movies.
I do. I love Austin Powers.
Me too.
But
love Austin Powers.
We can put this to rest. That is the truth. Anyway, I have some ghost stories to tell you at some point, but
I'm heated. I heard a recent mailbag and I'm like, we need to put this to rest. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I gotta rewatch. I gotta rewatch because I can't.
I'm gonna do it today.
I can't imagine Mike Myers recycling. I'm not saying it's not true, but I mean, recycling a joke like that.
What if it's also in I Married an Axe Murderer? Like, now you have to watch
every single. It's in Shrek. It's just like one character passing by us saying it. It's just always a little
hint. You need to watch all of it.
If you Google it, it only says it's from
View from the Top.
Yeah.
But I knew it couldn't be.
Wow.
You got to watch it. Allie, go watch it. This is the biggest mystery of all.
This is Amanda. I'm telling you, this is Amanda. There's a whole Reddit thread on it. On
and
what
do they say?
It's crazy that like there's multiple people in the world right now who are like, what movie is this from? This is insane.
There's a Twitter thread on it today, and everyone says View from the Top.
Yeah, but then there's people in this Reddit thread being like, I've never seen this movie, so how do I know it?
Because the trailer. Because they saw there was a huge trailer. It was a cultural phenomenon, that trailer.
Wow. I want to watch Austin Powers again. That's a fun movie.
So good. And I love The Spy Who Shagged Me, too.
Yeah, they're all good.
They're all good.
$1 million.
This is crazy.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Jesse. I live in Maine, and I'm calling for, oh my God, I always thought it was funny that people get nervous when they call, and now I'm nervous. Anyway, I'm calling for two reasons. One is on a previous mailbag episode, it was a while ago now, a girl recommended, she wondered if you had gotten your podcast name from the show Leverage, and so I needed a new show to watch, and I checked it out, and I crushed all 5 seasons, and we did a reboot just recently, and I'm in that now, so
nice.
Shout out to that girl, because I love Leverage. And the other reason I'm calling is, I was just wondering if anybody else ever had, so when I'm dreaming, something that happens often is I'll look at a clock, and I can't figure out what time it is. And it's not that I can't see it, but it's like I can't read or my brain can't compute what time it is. And I'll be trying so hard to figure it out. And there's something similar to this in, there's an old animated movie called, I think it's called The Waking Life or The Waking Dream, something like that. Anyway, that's the only other time I've seen this sort of thing mentioned. Just wondering if you guys have ever had that. Where you can't figure out what time it is. I know that time is different in dreams. So anyway, love you guys. Love the podcast. La, la, la. Honk, honk. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Time in dreams. Yeah, I don't know what.
I don't know either.
I don't remember ever having to try to figure out the time in a dream. I'm sure it's happened.
Either. I can't tell time in real life either, so.
That's true. Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Hillary, and I wanted to share my LuLaRoe story.
Ooh, yes.
Basically, I was going to get my nails done one day, and I guess there was a LuLaRoe retailer having a pop-up shop at my nail salon.
Oh, no.
And the lady was trying to, like, make conversation with me, and I should not have engaged. I know now. But I did engage, and she asked me what my favorite color was, or, like, what my favorite color to wear was, which is black. I love black. I will wear all black everything forever. So the lady was like, oh, I know the perfect thing. So she goes away, and then when she comes back, she brings a pair of black leggings, but they weren't just black. They had cheeseburgers on them.
Oh, no.
I now know that she probably got this ugly print and she was trying to offload it on me. But at the time, I was, like, insulted because, like, what about me screams, this lady needs cheeseburger leggings. So I was very annoyed. Didn't buy anything. Told her thanks, but no thanks. And that's my LuLaRoe story. Bye.
Wow. I mean, I don't hate leggings with cheeseburgers on them.
No.
Okay, two voicemails left.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. I am calling to see if you guys have heard about or done any investigating into the van life blogger that just went missing named Gabby Petito.
We did.
It seems like a really interesting case and something that would be right up your alley. So I wanted to see what you thought about that.
Also, hi, this is Ben.
Please bring back
Baking with Maria.
Oh.
That's all we have to say. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Ben. Well, you're in luck because we did that episode.
We got another email, I mean, voicemail about it too. But people were very, it's good we did an episode on it because people were looking to hear it. But we need some updates. What's going on with Brian Laundry?
Well, Dog the Bounty Hunter is trying to find him.
Yeah. And that's it. No, there's no updates. He's still missing. I think he's on an island somewhere.
For sure. Aruba. So crazy.
Wow.
I don't know. Okay. Last message of the day.
Wow. You all have a lot of shows. This message is for the web crawler.
Okay.
My name is Kensington, and I have never called in before. It's my first time. Okay. I have a conspiracy theory for you guys.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you ladies. I have a theory that you all are secretly food influencers and not actually the podcast that you say you are. For example,
hot dogs.
When you suggest hot dogs or McDonald's in your podcast, maybe you didn't suggest it, you mentioned it. I had this horrible craving, and every time you mention food, I have to go get what you guys are talking about. Like the last thing, I'm really behind, but the last thing, Allie was talking about her plain cheeseburger, and now I'm jonesing for a cheeseburger. So I think that that might be your actual intent here, and you guys are being paid off by big cheddar biscuits and big hot dog, and probably I bet you all have a pipeline from Dippin' Dots.
We got a pipeline.
Yeah, so I think you guys should fess up and tell the truth. But seriously, thanks for all that you do. I love you so much, and I got to get back to business. All right, bye.
You know, that's not a bad conspiracy.
No, it's pretty pretty good one of all the different conspiracies.
It's pretty
damning. Now I want a thin cheeseburger. That sounds so good.
A thin cheeseburger.
We did get an email being like, hey, not for you specifically, but Taco Bell's looking to do some like podcast
happened with that?
I haven't heard back, but I remember how excited we were, and I wrote back and I was like, you're not going to believe this, but we've just been talking about Taco Bell. Let's do it. But then I sent them like a clip being like, we talk about Taco Bell all the time.
God, I guess they didn't like us or something.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm this emphasis on the wrong syllable. I mean, I might have to watch Austin Powers today.
Yeah, I'm literally going to, because this is getting crazy.
Getting crazy.
I mean, I don't think the caller was lying, but I just can't.
I don't either.
I don't know what scene it is. I need a time code.
Yeah, I need a time code. Out of hand.
Because I just can't. I'm not saying the caller's lying. I literally am just thinking to myself, that's wild if it is an Austin Powers and in view from the top. That's just really wild.
Well, because the internet doesn't say anywhere that it's also in Austin Powers.
I know.
But I have never seen view from the top.
We need video evidence.
I'll watch it later today. She said it was in the first Austin Powers.
Yes.
I think, but if it's not, you might have to go.
I watch two or three. The second one. Well, we got a big day ahead of us, so it looks like it's time to sign off. Thank you guys for calling. Please keep doing so, and we will get to the bottom of hot dog and Austin Powers mysteries. I promise, if it's the last thing we do. Anyways, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin,
and I producer Maria.
All right, bye.
An Erio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.